Hey guys, this is your girl, Model E, and you are now tuned into Talking with E. And guess what? Drum
Know.
roll. How you doing?
Good, how are you? Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Dejah Monique, aka the People's Baby Mama.
I like that. I like that. People's baby mama. Now you your own baby mama now.
Exactly. Lord, don't remind me.
Girl, trust me, it's gonna be a lifetime of reminder, okay? I've
I'm sorry.
been 8 years in it, and I am 13 years in it, so it only gets better from here, okay?
I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna take your word for
Look,
it
I'm going to tell you, it's going to always be something.
because, yeah.
It'll always be something, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth
Okay.
it.
So far, it's
He a good, kid, good kid. All right, guys. So as you can tell, I am very excited tonight because I finally am able to see this girl via face to face. We have conversations all the time. We talk on the phone. And I say, you know what? Let me ask Tijong if she wants to podcast with me. Because if you guys don't know, she is a fellow podcaster. Are you still podcasting?
I am.
Okay.
I've been on hiatus, but I am still
Right. Okay.
podcasting.
All
I am.
right. All right. So
I
she
am.
is. She's not new to this. She understands everything. And plus, she's a model. She's just an all-around dope person. And I love her personality. And I hope that you guys will love her too.
Oh, thank you, Evie. Ever since when I was on the Shiznit show and I met you, it's been like all love. And I love, and even though all your shows, they like transition from this theme to that theme, it's always good vibes, good show. So I'm just so happy and thank you for having me on with you. I'm so excited. This is gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a ride, girl.
No,
If
yes,
y'all in this
it
right now, get ready. Put your seatbelts on. We're about to take
is.
a walk.
That's right. Grab you some wine if you want, because we're gonna have a good time.
Yes,
Yes, we're gonna have a
it
good
is.
time. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and start the show off. Oh, before I start the show, make sure you guys continue to follow me on Instagram at MODEL_E_. I would say Twitter, but I'm really not on Twitter anymore. So just follow me on Instagram, okay? And also don't forget to go to YouTube and check out our network. It's Got What You Need Network, GWN Space Network, where you refine all podcasts of all flavors, okay? And other content as well. All right, so the first conversation that we're gonna have tonight is, how do you deal with a friend who doesn't take your advice when asked? And I brought this up because, we all have, friends and people that we entertain. And I know for me, a lot of time, I am that like older person, like even though I may not be older than them, but it's like they take me as the wise one, and so they always come in for advice. But the thing that really gets me is when they ask for that advice and I give them my opinion, they don't take it. It's like, okay, you come to me, you ask me for this, but you don't take it to head. And
Why are
then
you asking me if you're not even going to listen?
right. You keep coming back again with the same conversation. I'm telling you the same thing over again. So why you're not listening? I don't get it. And sometimes it is very annoying.
It is. I hate to tell somebody for their life, especially women. Like, especially women, we always have like these, I'm gonna make up a name, but these Tyrone stories, you know. Tyrone did this, Tyrone did that. I'm so tired of Tyrone. Tyrone cheated. Tyrone had a baby on me. Tyrone gave me an STD. Tyrone, Tyrone. And if I tell you more than three times to leave Tyrone, I'm just gonna be like, girl, just say, just. Yeah. Don't even ask me no more.
No, you're right. Because see, this is my thing. If you're going to complain about something and you don't fix it, you don't do anything about it, you might as well just stay and deal with it because you're not going anywhere. You're going to keep coming back to me with the same situation, but you still not doing anything about it. So stay there and try to be as peaceful as you can.
Especially, I can definitely contest this to you because you give really good advice. Anytime I'm like struggling, like, hey, I'm so overwhelmed. The baby is driving me crazy. What do I do? You always like, it's going to be okay. This is right. what they do. Mm-hmm. I got boys, this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, all right, you know, you always give like really sound advice. So I am right. shocked to believe that somebody would not take your advice. Like, you know, but mm-hmm. Me sometimes being a yeah. seeker of advice, uh-huh. I'm always leery of who's giving the advice.
Well, definitely. Yes, definitely.
So yeah. I can take advice from you. You're a good mother. You're a good wife. You're uh-huh. a good person. But, you know, I know people who don't have any kids. They have, out all the time. Don't have
anything. Yes.
They are not qualified. They are totally unqualified. Yeah. And whenever one of those friends tell me, but I told you to do this, I'm like,
right. Or
and I did the opposite because it's not even working for you.
Exactly. Or you have the ones who you are like in a relationship and your friends, you know, they maybe don't have a, you know, a significant other, you know. Right. And they always telling you what you need to do in your relationship. And I'm like, mm-hmm. but you don't even have nobody. So why are we having this conversation?
Unqualified.
Unqualified. Unqualified. I think this definitely should be the name of this podcast, Unqualified.
Unqualified. You are all right. Unqualified.
All right, I'm cool with that.
I love that. Love it. Unqualified. Yo, deep. Let me right. tell y'all. I'm telling you, and it's always, and you know what? It's so crazy for me. It's because it's always the people who mm-hmm. are unqualified that give the most unsolicited advice. Like, I didn't even
most
ask you.
Most unsolicited, yes.
I didn't ask you. Your like, girl, I wouldn't take that. You need to leave them. Like, I didn't even ask you.
Right. What could you tell me?
What can you tell me?
Like, that would be positive and beneficial because you out here doing whatever.
Right, right.
You can't be trusted.
It's always something so stupid like, oh, I wanted to come out to this party with y'all, but you know, I'm going to kick it with my man tonight. Yeah. You need to leave him. He holding you back. Like,
right. Right.
What?
Yeah. Like, you got plenty of time to see him. You see him all the time. You don't see us all the time. Yeah.
Right, right. Unqualified.
That's whack. Yeah. Unqualified.
Because well, you're unqualified.
That's right. Unqualified. Be gone.
Out. Out. Totally unqualified.
Right. So since we talk about unqualified.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So it's really hard being the person that is always giving the advice yeah. and then having to ask for advice from someone. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they are unqualified to give that advice. So right. that's one thing. Then you have the people who you give advice to, mm-hmm. and then they just don't listen. It's like, how many listen. Times you gonna let Tyrone black your eye? Like,
exactly.
I'm gonna feel like you want your eye black.
Exactly. Like, how many kids he gotta have in order for you to understand and see what type of person he is?
Yeah. He's gonna gamble away all the rent money in a dice game. But you don't stick beside.
Facts. But you still with him.
I'm not gonna tell you to leave your man. I'm gonna say you're getting up.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Getting up. You ain't gotta leave Tyrone. You in love. Yeah. But at least if you don't gamble away the rent money, black your eye, at least give him a reason.
I ain't never gonna tell nobody to leave that man. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna do that because I don't ever want to be the cause of, you know, messing somebody's relationship up. Mm-hmm. But if you like it, I love it. That's how mm-hmm. I like it. Simple as that.
You know, when Black people, yeah. You know, when Black people say, if you like it, I love it, they don't like it.
No, it's not. That means that other person is stupid as hell. That's why.
Hey, you don't like it. But if you like it, though.
Right.
Yeah. I love
it. I love it. It ain't inconveniencing me in no type of way.
Right. Bring it over here.
Exactly. And I'm definitely the type of person who don't really like ask for advice from others.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of time it's, I'm not going to say it's not going to be up to my standards or to my, it's just that they don't kind of understand. We're kind of not in the same boat of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard for me to go to somebody and give advice, but I'm always giving advice to others. So,
yeah, I feel the same. Well, I feel like it's hard for me to get advice from people because mm-hmm. I feel like they'll then use that mm-hmm. against you later on. Like, you know, you ask somebody from, like, what, you know, what should I do about this particular situation in this situation or mm-hmm. this is stressing me out, whatever. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, but remember when you said so-and-so and such.
And that's why you got to be conscious of what you say to people. Mm-hmm. That those are where my issues come from with having friends. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do have people who I associate with. There are people mm-hmm. that I can go and do things with, but a lot of time I just don't choose not to, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, but
I get it.
You have to understand your people because that stuff can come back on you.
Yeah. Really, you have to be very careful, y'all out there. You got to be very careful who you tell your business to.
That's right.
Because that is how the mess starts. That's how the trouble starts. That's how people get involved in your mm-hmm. relationship or your business in general. And they're not
supposed to
be there. Because you're putting them there. Yeah. You are literally mm-hmm. put in there by mm-hmm. thinking that you're confiding in somebody or thinking that you're getting advice for somebody, but really they just down in their notebook to open it up to you later. Like, no, because on January 4th, 2022, this happened to you. And then last month it was the exact same thing. And you'd be like, hold on. Like,
exactly. That's like going on these social media like Facebook and putting every business about you and your man. And then somebody comes and asks you about it, and now you're upset. But you just aired your dirty laundry out there for the whole world to see. But you mad at me because I'm asking what's going on? Don't put it on there. Don't put it on there. You got to be more careful. That's my favorite. You know, got to be more careful.
You got to be more careful. But I'm not going to lie. I like that. I'll be like, good.
Oh, no. I'll be right there, too. I may not say nothing, but I'll be right there looking.
Yeah, I ain't going to say nothing, though. I'm not going to say nothing.
And reading everybody's comments.
Girl, the comments be the best part. The comments be the best part because it's always some auntie that you ain't seen in 20 years in with good tea. Like, girl,
yes, indeed.
Same thing for Charles. I'm like,
honey,
always somebody coming with a good tea. But yeah, I don't comment when people put their relationship problems on social media. I feel like that's like a desperate cry. I don't know if it's for attention.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
For attention, but it's just like, it just seems like very like needy for somebody to be on your side.
Yeah. It's attention. It's attention seeker because I'm a very private person. I'm going to let you know what I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to never put anything on Facebook about my relationship. Oh, me and my husband just got into this argument because he went out and I didn't want him to go. Y'all will never know that. Okay.
Never
know. I just believe certain things, you know, should stay inside.
Exactly.
It
and I'm cold with it. I'm not even gonna lie to you, E. I'm so cold with it. I ain't gonna lie to none of y'all out there. If you meet me and we exchange information and I find you on social media, I'm going to block you. I'm gonna block you. You're blocked. Like, don't even think you're about to be like, don't look at her story. No, you're blocked, baby. You're blocked. You're not about to come look at my story. You're not about to come stalk on my page. You're not about to come fantasize. You want to talk to me, text me. Cause that's how I am. Like, I'm that private. Like, you're not even about to talk to me. You're not even gonna take a picture of me. I can be asleep. You ain't even gonna take a picture of me. Like, I love her. Come at me. It ain't even gonna work.
Right. we ain't going out like that. Yeah.
Don't even do it, because
no, we ain't going out like that.
All I'm telling you.
Girl. All right. So since we talking about go ahead.
No, my cousin just sent me a screenshot when we would, my birthday just passed and we was in Miami.
Right,
and
she
was with this guy, and he posted her on social media talking about Miami vibes. And somebody else seen it and took a screenshot, like, girl, what was you doing?
And now it's circulating. It's circulating. Oh,
messy blocks.
Look.
Blocks.
You gotta be careful when you in these streets, man. Okay.
Careful.
You gotta be careful. Don't be taking no pictures of nothing. Don't play that. And you know, we got this AI now and stuff. You may have my head on some naked body or something, or doing some stuff in some video.
With the AI, I don't like that either, but you know, that's a good show.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so since we're talking about being non-qualified, so why are some of these non-qualified women are not being mysterious anymore, like in their sexuality? And I mean, because women, like now, a lot of women, like, they don't give like potential men anything to look forward to. Like, when they meet somebody, they don't give them anything. Everything is all out, because we got titties, we got ass out. You know, we got all of that. And we just don't leave no mystery no more.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we do that?
I think a lot of women, especially like younger women, I know when I was growing up, we had music videos, and we had BET After Dark, and we had that. So I think a lot of women are just desensitized to the power of their own sexuality. Mm-hmm. And it's a line between being a prude and being lewd. And, you know, right in there, that's like the tease factor.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no tease factor no more. It's either you got a turtleneck on, or you got a G-string on. You got over here or you over there. And I just feel like women are just so desensitized to everything. And that's become apparent with the amount of women that are getting BBLs and wanting a particular shape. And the way that they portray themselves, just like you said, women, I think that we are so desensitized to the power of our own sexuality that women just don't see the need to do that anymore. They just don't. Yeah. They feel like, oh, you know, I'm going to show him what he's going to get.
Yeah, because everybody else is showing him what they can give him. So I'm going to do the same too.
Right, exactly. I'm going to show him what he's going to get, instead of being like, I'm going to wait and let him find out for himself.
Yeah, or see if he liked me first, and then I'm going to give him all that stuff.
Right. No, I'm just going to advertise it like that, and then whoever like it, they're going to come and get it.
They can come and get it. Exactly. Yeah. So
what it is. I blame society.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's social media, and it's everything else. Mm-hmm. It definitely is. And you know, they all look alike. Like, everybody have the same hairstyle. Their makeup looks the same. They got the same nails. It's just everything is the same. It's like everybody is twins.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
girl, don't talk about the look now. I'm not talking about the lashes or anything. And I have said it a couple times on my podcast, and where I'm not doubting it. But when you put those big ass lashes on and look like you got a butterfly waving around your eyes constantly, I just don't see where that's cute at. I mean, you can call me old fashioned or whatever, but I'm just a basic person. Like, I don't wear makeup or anything like that. Unless I got something going on, I'm going somewhere that requires it. Yes, I may put some on, but other than that, I may just put some lipstick on. I may put some mascara on, but I kind of just, you know, like the natural look because that's what I'm used to. Because back in the day, I used to sell Mary Kay and Avon, right? And I'll never, girl, I know, right?
They had you. They had you.
Girl had me, the Mary Kay lady who was the consultant. She was like, oh, you can do this and you can get a car and you can go on vacations. And girl, that's how she got me. Okay. So I did that thing for probably about 2 years, but I ain't getting no call, no shit, but I did.
Made a little money on tour because I like some of their products. Oh, so I know.
Yeah. Made a little bit of money. And I used to wear the makeup. I say, well, you know, I'm selling this stuff. It would be right for me to, you know, look the part, you know, try it out. And so I remember my grandmother telling me, she was like, girl, you better take that makeup off your face before you look old before your time. Girl, I ain't never put no more makeup on no more unless I'm just going somewhere. My grandma scared me. Okay.
That's great. I used to be like that. I used to be like that in my early 20s. I was just like natural look everywhere. Lotion, go. Mm-hmm. Like that was me.
Yeah.
But then I had a good friend of mine. Her name was Charlotte. Charlotte, rest in peace. But she used to be like, Dejana, nothing wrong with wearing makeup. Like the only time I would ever put my makeup on was if I had like a photo shoot or a fashion show or something. But in that, like going out, going to the club, I wasn't wearing no makeup. But she like introduced me to that. And now I feel like there's nothing wrong with like enhancing something. There's nothing wrong.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Nothing wrong with putting on a little lip. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with putting on a little foundation, a little highlight, a little eyeshadow, a little lash.
Yeah, your little lash now. Yeah, no butterflies, brush your face, but a little lash. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with putting on a little lash. But don't forget that you're still beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't need the enhancement to go to Target. You don't need the enhancement to go to the laundromat. You don't need that enhancement to go do the basic things. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to go out, I understand that it makes you feel good. It does. Yeah. It makes you feel extra good when you take them Snapchat pictures and you don't need a picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just goes too far when you feel like you can't leave the house. When you feel like you can't leave the house without
it. And I know a few people that like constantly wear makeup all the time. Like you never see their real face. You don't know how their real face look. It's like there are celebrities. You know, you see celebrities, they constantly got on makeup, and then one day you see them without makeup. You're like, oh shoot, that's how she look. You know?
Like, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, go to the grocery store. You just going to the grocery store to pick up some bacon, some bread, some milk, but you got to put your whole face on. I don't get it. But that's your thing. You know, everybody does something to make them, you know, feel good about themselves. You know, me getting my nails done. That's something that I do for me.
We nail girlies in that.
You know, I got my little locks in my head, but guess what? I maintain my own locks. Like I do right. that. Yeah.
And you always style them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, girl. So
everybody has that thing that they do that makes
they do.
That thing.
Yeah.
But my thing is the hair and the nails. That's as long as I got the hair and the nails, everything else.
Everything is good. We natural good with everything else. Yeah, I don't care about, I don't ever want no BBL, nothing like that. I think my ass is good enough at the rate that it is, okay? I'm good. I don't really care about that.
Yeah, I don't, for me personally, I don't want the attention that comes along with that. I don't want that.
It's a lot of attention.
It's going
to be unwanted attention. Yeah. You're going to have to fight people off. And if you don't talk to a guy, he's going to think that you stuck up, you know, and then now you getting into something like how a lot of these men that this has been going on for a little while, social media, like where men will go up to women and try to have conversations with them. And they like even turn them down politely. And they would actually like scare these women because they want a yes answer, but then you don't want to give them a yes answer. And it's scary out there. It's alone without all that stuff. It is scary. Mm-hmm. I go to the post office and I have men hit on me, asking me, do you have a husband? Yes, I have a husband. Oh, and a lot of times they'll be like, oh, well, he's a lucky man. And I would tell my husband, right? And he would be like, how he know that I'm lucky? You could be this way or whatever, you know?
Be crazy.
Right, exactly. It could be ballistic, deranged over here. But you say,
right.
But yeah, but it's, you know, it's hard. And as for a woman anyway, it is hard for us, you know.
It is.
When we out is. In these streets and stuff, like, it is hard. So like you say, with all that extra enhancements and stuff, it's just going to cause chaos.
Yeah. And a lot of men don't care. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They want you so bad. You can, mm-hmm. They'll come up to you and they'll ask you, yeah. Hey, you know, are you seeing somebody? You're like, yeah, I got a boyfriend. You know, that used to be the line. Like, mm-hmm. I got a boyfriend. Like, oh, all right.
That don't work, man.
They'd be like, oh, well, you're not married. Oh, well, he's not better than me. Oh, well, this. Oh, that, like,
right. They going further now. Yeah.
What do I have to say?
It don't work. So my thing, what I do is I try not to be rude, like when I'm approached. Like, oh, if never. I'm in the grocery store or something, I don't be rude. I always, you know, hey, how you doing? Or, all right, now you have a good day. You know, I put like a smile on my face or something. And that right there would just let them know, like, okay, well, she ain't stuck up. She actually talked to me. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be around here trying to fight with these men in the store. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Hell no. Who are you talking to? Like, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm never going to do that. I'm never. Number one, I respect men enough that I would never want to hurt. Yeah. I would never want to hurt y'all little egos like that, because we know men plenty of y'all little egos. So, and
those egos are very fragile now.
Like, super fragile.
Those egos will get you killed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. A man will pull a gun out on you in a second.
Yes, he will, and won't think nothing about it.
And because you won't give him the attention that he's seeking, or you won't give him the response that he wants.
Yeah.
So number one, I want to put myself in that situation. But number two, like, mm-hmm. I respect him enough to not even do that.
Right.
And I respect myself enough. So no, yeah. I'm going to be as polite as I can. Mm-hmm. Now, if a man crosses the line, or if he's disrespectful,
yeah.
then that's.
Yeah. Now it is me against you now. Yeah. Nah.
We're going to be out here fighting for our life.
That you got that right, because I ain't going down without a fight. I love my life, and I got a family I got to get back home to.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be me or you, honey. Most time it's gonna be you, and you better hope I ain't got my thing on. So
hello, you better hope I'm not in my bag.
No, that's right. I love my life.
It out. I'm just gonna go right through the bag. It's gonna be all right.
Right. Okay. Have you heard about Dre and Michelle being pregnant, right? You heard about that?
Dre and Michelle, she is the girl that was on that reality show.
Basketball Wives.
That was never married. Yeah. Got it.
Along with every other ones on there too, okay? So true. So she's 39 and she is pregnant. Actually, she's about to have this baby, I think, in May. So she's pregnant for 21-year-old, but he might be 22 now. He played for the Washington Wizard, Jalen Green.
Girl!
See, girl. My whole thing is, I had my kids 5 years apart, and sometimes I think about, like, why did I do that? Dude, I'm thinking that's too far apart. Sometimes. But this mm-hmm. child has, she already has a son that's actually his age. Then you gonna go and have a baby with somebody your kid's
age? I don't even feel comfortable talking to men that are my parents' age. And my parents had me at a really young age. Mm-hmm. So it's not. So I get approached by men that's their age. It's not my fault y'all
fighting
young.
Comfortable.
But I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that at all. Like none, 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 zero, 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 zero. So for me, I think about my son being 21 years old. And he's with this girl, he's with a woman who's
with this 40-year-old.
And she got a son that should be my, she got a child that should be my son's friend.
Exactly.
Like, yes. I'm gonna be mad. Like, I'm gonna be like, what are you doing?
Right.
I'm gonna have to kick the locker room door in. Like, this is not what I spent all that money on basketball for you to come up to for you to do.
Facts.
That is just not.
Facts.
I think I always think about his mom. Like, I be thinking about his mom, like, wow, like a gold digger really got her bangs in your brow. Like, how do you as a parent?
Yeah.
Girl. Like, do you just put a hit out on her? Like,
yeah.
I would just drop this on this woman's head because we ain't doing this.
Yeah. It's different. That hit different. I mean, you know, we hear this all the time where, you know, older men, you know, kind of seek younger women. But we all know, and I guess not to just speak about her specifically, but when women that age, and I guess that they have been ran out, you know, like they done did so much of things with a whole lot of other men. And I think they just like got played out. So now they're going to a younger generation because it's kind of going to be like new meat to them. But it's like, man, she rocking that cradle. Like that cradle is like in the middle of the ocean.
She rocking there from side to side. She got that now. But I definitely agree with you when you say that because it's kind of like, why can't you date men of your own caliber? Mm-hmm. It's plenty of, if you are so into athletes, it's many athletes that are older than him. It's
really?
Many athletes that are retired, that they have been successful careers and that are attractive. Yeah. So if that is your dating pool, then why not do something that's appropriate? Why don't you feel awkward as a 40-year-old dating a 21-year-old, and you probably known him 19 or 20.
Yeah.
So how are you as a woman of that age comfortable with that?
Yeah.
I don't. And it makes me feel the same thing with men.
Yeah.
Like, okay, men that are older that seek younger women. Is it because women of your, is it because that women of your age range see through your bullshit? And now you have to date
you go to somebody that don't know.
That don't have that experience, so that they could fall for your games and your drama. Is that what she's doing? Like, oh, the men that's of her age, they know what she about already.
Yeah.
So she got to go to somebody young who don't know better.
No, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the time just had ran out, and now we got to find another. We got to find another situation. Like this situation that I've been doing ain't working no more. I got to find another one. But I'm not even in that relationship and I feel awkward. I feel bad about it. And it's not me. And it's not
That's how I know something's not right.
Yeah.
Because it's not even happening to me and I feel weird.
Right. I feel a way about it. It's a bring a child in? Nah. Mm-mm. No.
That's security. I mean, I know the game. That's just bad.
Yeah, girl, but.
He's in the NBA. He gonna have at least what 6, 7, 8, 9 more years. That's security.
Yeah,
that's
he gonna have it. Yeah.
If I highly doubt they stay together, because
no, because in an interview she was talking and she was talking like as if she don't really care about the relationship aspect. She just wanted to have another child. Yeah. So I don't even think that this is gonna be nothing for the long haul.
No, I don't. But she's gonna be financially secure again. So like her son didn't out of child support. I'm just saying, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, like her son done recently aged out of child support. It's only been a few years.
Yeah. So we gotta read a pop back up, you know what I'm saying? Ooh,
so,
well, they can go ahead with their best selves, have fun. If you like it, I love it.
I love it. And y'all know what that means. I
All
like
right.
it.
Let's go ahead and get into the last one before we close out. All right. So let's talk a little bit about bills. You know, you with your significant other, should the bills be split in a 50-50 relationship? And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this video. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We should split these bills today. And this is something what Cardi B said, of course.
Like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to like
right.
buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never gonna be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people fucked up from like real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and what, buy purses or your dad just pay all the bills. That's not how it works. Even if your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day, your dad was working, or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come on.
And your mom money was your dad money, and your dad money was your mom.
You had heard that?
I heard that.
Okay. All right. So, come from Cardi B, of course. Look, I like me some Cardi B. She's one of the female rappers. I used to like Nicki Minaj a little bit, but I'm kind of, you know, followed out from her. I might like Meg like during the summertime, but she, you know, she's been doing some stuff, so I've been falling out for her. But Cardi is my girl. Okay. There's not much people that I would want to see, but Cardi is one of them. Like, let me some Cardi. Okay. So Cardi was talking about, you know, the bills should be split 50-50 or whatever. She do have some points to what she was saying, you know, definitely for me, because, you know, I'm old school, you know, I've been raised by old folks. So I've seen, you know, like my grandfather came home and just gave my grandma the check and, you know, he just get a little bit out, but she, you know, dispersed it and did what she did. Not saying that that stuff should go on now, because there's no way that we can just do that right at this point right now, because the economy, by the way, that fixed is a no-no. But I also think it goes by your circumstances. You know, if both of us have income and, you know, if we need to split it, then yeah, let's split it. But if one person makes more than the other, okay, cool. You know, they may pay a little bit more or whatever. But it all depends on circumstance. I'm gonna say it like that. Yeah.
I am a firm, 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 firm believer in a woman not just laying on her back. Like, that is not your job. That's not a job. Yeah.
Is this not what you're here for? Okay. Yes.
Let me rewind that. rewind. Because technically sometimes it could be a job.
Okay. Retract. Yeah.
I mean, if you get paid for it, that's different.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know,
if you get paid for it, it's different. Yeah.
If you can pay for it, then that's your job.
Yeah. But most of us not,
But if you just laying on your back and expecting a man to just do everything for you, I don't think that that's fair.
It's
because
not right.
Me as a woman, like, I have drive, I have motivation, I want things, and I want to be able to do things for myself. So right. I would never have a problem with, no matter how much money my man makes, I would never have a problem with paying a bill.
Right.
You know, if my husband got a mansion and he's like, I'll be like, I could pay the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I can pay the light bill. I can pay the water bill. You know, I can
Girl,
do that.
No.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, the money is coming from him anyway. So, you know, I'm just taking it, putting it to the side, and I'm going to just pay it.
You know, and so exactly. So, you know, I don't have a problem with chipping in or helping or doing something, but it definitely depends on your circumstance. Like, if you're not capable to pay 50-50, what are the financial circumstances? Are y'all living in a single apartment or a one-bedroom apartment? And y'all both struggling, so y'all both coming together for like the bigger goal of trying to make the situation better, then okay, I can definitely understand that. But if it's more like one-sided than the other, and your significant other is making so much more, is the breadwinner making, you know, six or seven figures, and you're in the three figures, then I don't think that it's fair for him to then add, or however it is.
To say, let's split 50-50.
Yeah. 50-50.
No, like, you're right.
The chivalry and the relationship, where's the compassion in a relationship? Where is the, where is the you wanting to be the provider in the relationship? And that is where my old school and my my upbringing comes in, because I feel like you're supposed to be the provider, and not because you feel obligated to, but because you want to be. Like, I don't want to make you feel like you want to, because if I feel like you got to do it, then I'm going to feel like you ain't the one for me, because I want somebody who wants that. I want somebody who wants to see me not stressed out. I got a flat tire and oh my God, now I got to spend $50 and the $50 is stressing me out. And you like, $50, here goes $50, babe. Yeah. Take the stress off. You know, you know, it's like, you know, every once in a while, take me to get my nails done. Every once in a while, it's nice for me to get my hair done. Every once in a while, buy me a gift or something like that. You know, it doesn't have to be every time if financials aren't position, but if you have more, then I don't see the problem with you doing more, because if I wasn't there, you'd be doing it all.
You still would have to do it anyway.
You would still do it all.
No,
so you got little bit. So whatever it is I'm contributing, whether it's the Wi-Fi, the light bill, whatever it is, buying new towels, buying new sheets, buying the detergent for the wash, or buying toilet paper, whatever that is.
All that stuff adds up. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, okay, so we know, like, a lot of times the men don't do that stuff. They just, you know, pay the bills or whatever. Hey, ask, do you need anything, you know, anything new going on, whatever, this month. Okay, but you have to factor in, you know, going to the grocery store, buying laundry detergent, you know, just keeping those basic stuff up for the house, you know. Kids always want some, need some, you know. And me, I like to go to the store. Almost every day, I got to get out of this freaking house and I got to go somewhere. Even to the point, my husband was like, why you got to go to the store every day? I just feel like I got to get out. I got to do something. That just me.
I like to get your Costco walkthrough.
Yeah, I like to go and just, even if I don't get nothing, I just got to go. Mm-hmm. But I want to be able to have the option, be like, ooh, I like this. Let me get this. That's all a girl wants.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Well, I don't think we're that complicated. But I feel like if a man is not willing to do that, then he needs to find a person that understands that. Because if you get with a woman or if you get with a man and they don't understand that, it's not going to work.
Nope. It will not work at all. We have to both be on the same level in order for this to work. So,
yeah, but if you like it, I love it. So.
Yeah, if you like it, I love it, honey. That's right, girl. All right. So you got anything to say before we close out?
I just want to say thank you again, Eve, for having me on. We're going to do this often. Yes, make sure y'all check us out all the time. If you want more of me, you guys can find me on Instagram at Dijon Monique or at the People's Baby Mama. And you guys can also check me out on several podcasts. Go to my... Hey, and find out which one I'm going to be on and when. But I'm definitely, but if you can't do that, come back right here. I'll be right here.
That's right. And she will, because we had a good time, girl. I was waiting on this day and I'm so glad that it's finally here. I love it. So we definitely going to do it again. All right, guys. So that's going to close out for Talking with E. Make sure you continue to follow me on Instagram at MODEL_E. All right. See y'all later. Bye.